Okay, let's just give a lot of general introductions. Something that's basically straightforward if you have all the background knowledge. So I have to fill in a lot of background knowledge, basic Jewish education. So, what did I do? We have to make more bumpets here. I'll just read them or I'll make them if we're in Daf Yomi. Used to be people thought a goal of a lifetime is to learn through Shas. Then it began 7.5 years. Now people do it in 1 year. Be'in, they even advertise. They do all of Shas be'in in 1 year. I wonder how much time they spend on Baba Kama the Flamed Hay. That takes about 3 hours. That would be Ian. Morris says like this. Well, we can see it. Give him over an hour. Omer Rabo. Mitnei ma omer teira modu mitzis hatani yishova. It's also more you'll see in three other places. But Rashi has different things in different places. All why does the Torah say Modem Satani Shaba? Chazaka ain't on a mayor's pond of Nebuchadnezzar, says Rashi. So Tosis in Ksubis, Dafir Chaz says, this has nothing to do with time of the crow. Rashi says, we have a clown. Measure of Aveda is potum. So, what is the case of measure of Aveda? We know it's potum. I come up to you and I say, I found your wallet. And there was 1,000 shekel in the wallet. Here it is. And you say, no, there were 2,000 shekel in the wallet. And you stole 1,000 shekel in the wallet from the wallet. I said, no, that's 1,000. It's a motor bimixus. Meshav Aveda doesn't have to swear. So here, Rashi says, when I volunteer, so what does Meshav Aveda mean? If I just give you voluntary information, that shouldn't be Mechayim in anything. And Rashi says, this is a Meshav Aveda, for some reason. Okay. So it says, no. So it says Meshav Aveda is only Din Rabbanan, not a Din Daraisa. We'll leave that on the side. We'll get to that in 2 weeks, hopefully. Perish Einyem of Amigo is Amigo. The boy could have been called Harko. Morris says, why? There's a basic stealing. This goes. Oh, Nevef Mehocha. Oh, we may be concluding here. Lo name Amigo Bahama. There's no such thing as Amigo. He says, I have amigo, and Tosis Mido says amigo patas from Yeshua. We discussed that. So, since amigo patas from Yeshua, he has amigo. Could have been a kofar call. And the Gemara answers, no. It's not a good amigo. Why is it not a good amigo? Because it's called amigo de ha'oza. It's easier for me to say, oh, you're 50 and say zero. It's not a straight up bull faced lie. I never saw you before. Oh, a little bit, something. What is the definition of Einon Amez? Why? Haveru Market Beshikro. Avo Vamokum Sheyocholoha is Kagom Bibno, Vamamon Elo Avicha Biyodi. Your father, I know. Here, I'm not going to say a bone-faced lie, since you know the truth. But if I say something about the father that you don't know, nema et amigo di boy kovako to the yisur perik beis the ksubis perik shuas adayonim dafman beis will see. Okay, mi'am tama will say Christos, Kofa Komino on the potter. How do we know Kofa calls potter? Don't tell me. Mitam Chazok and Amez Potter. Though I feel Mokha Shiocholoho is potter. Even when he can be Mayas, he's potter. Gombibno, I feel more of a mixer's potter. Me, the boy, Kofa Kom. And Roma Yafina, we learn it from the fact, well, so why the Torah have to Yafina? Yisuf Lamichta of Sheeda. Why is an Echo Machai Vashua? The boy, Kofa Kom, might have to mean it. Meir Echo. Love Achachai. No. Why? Because Eid Echo is Machai without a Taina. So where if I come with a Shema? So then, Yerich Nama says, so, Kiyu Zema, Jerusa Kozu. That's the cause of the aftermath of mitzvahs. That we learn from Kiyuza. Okay. So, the Gemara continues. Lohai Bekuli Ba Deludim. He should have admitted everything. And on page 12, Rechova. Chitema says Rashi, Migo de Choshir Amamona Choshir Ashvus. Unarmil of Shvus. That since we suspect him of lying, he's also choshen and shvuah. Oh, you're stealing all choshen shvuah. Well, near me, I love shvuah. The choshen mamon, he's not choshen mamon. He would have admitted everything. He doesn't have the money now. And he figures, I'll just pay off what I have and I'll pay you later. He's not choshen. Okay, that's how Rashi says. Pavish Rashi says, Tosis. Going to Choshe Amamona, Peche Nishba, name me Choshe Amamona, Choshe Shuas. He says, Mashane, the Mishnah, Lo Choshe. He says, that doesn't work. Why not? Because the Gemara says in Davov and Aleph, Choshe Amamona is not Choshe Shuas. Rashi says, so how's Rashi using that here? The Rashi says, Choshe, Lo Se, Choshe. So don't say it's only Rabbanon. No. He's in the rice. So Tosis doesn't like rice. And that's one. So what is it? The Gemara asks Akasha. Mimnei Ma'amer Torah. The Gemara does not say anything b'chatzor k'sheinom Torah elam ken yesh Torah. It comes up with the idea. Motiv b'mixas is not. Motiv b'mixas is. Is ishtamut ikom ishtamut. So there's no ain on a meyaz panavif nebal chova. It's just getting rid of him. I'll pay you off. I'll pay you later. And it's not. And according to Rashi, it's not choshen of gneva. And according to Tosus, that doesn't apply. Okay. And that's one gemara. That is a gemara davov. Word of all, you have Shnaim Olsim Batalis. Hey, Dav, hey, on the base. What's the halach of Shnaim Olsim Batalis? Shnaim Olsim Batalis. Zelma Kulishalim, Zelma Kulishalim, Zomani Mutsasir, Zomani Mutsasir. And what do you say? They split it with a Shua. I says, why do you take a Shua? Shua said, Loma. Why do I have a Shua? Hey, on the base. Rabbi Yochanan, it's a takonis chachom. Shelo yehei kol ech ve'ech ha'olech v'tok about lisa shel chaveiro. Not everyone will go and just grab someone's property and they're holding both onto it, and then we split it. V'neimu, let us say, migu de choshen amon choshen name ashuas. Since he's choshen amon and he's choshen also on ashuas. Well, I mean, you don't say me the choshen. Even if you're choshen, mom, you're not choshen. Shua says Rashi. Ad Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Dama chashdu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon will choshed him. Shema yelech v'tokev to talusu shel chaver. Yom ha-shalihu. Im choshed hu b'kach, v'am choshed, I'm stealing. Lo amin, why? Because Shua is more chomo. Could the rabbi? The Gemara says, if you'll say that Choshe Mammon is Choshe Shvua, Lo Temachi, the Amir Rachman of Modu and Mixas at Tiny Shavah, How did the Torah say, but when it's time to swear, it's Miglam Choshem or Choshashuosa? So the Gemara says, no, that's because of Rabbah. Because the Rabbah do Amal Helm and they Mamre Torah. Keda, the Rabbah Gazan Chashdin Alei, when not Choshem. That he's a Gazlin, how do I know that? Vidi by Rav and Amar of Chis, that Kofu, Milva Koshaliatis, Pekon Posaliatis. Milva, he's Koshaliatis, and Pekon Posaliatis, says Rashi. The Rabbah Gazan Chashdin Alei, Eli Rishtamuti, Me'alma, we're not Chosh, and he's stealing, Chosh is just pushing him off. Yom Avel, he says. That's what Rabbi said. Because Rabbi said, well, Choshe is pushing him off. Well, how do I take that? And I'll even show you that that is. He says, Yomar Rav Idi Barov, and I call for the Milva Shabbo, Edim, Hechziku, Bekafer, Sheidu, Shehu Chayev Lo. They would make it that he owes him money. Kosher Yedis. Why is he Kosher Yedis? The Amal loved that. The Mixalay, the name of Kosher Said Chomas, Elab Nishtamutiv of it. Possel Yedis. The Beklod Possel Yedis. Why? Because he's not pushing off, he's supposed to have it. The name of Sadigmar says, Elhod Doni Rabbanon, what goes Arba Shom and Srich and Kfir, but mixes Odom mixes, Shomachino, etc. Kamish Tamish. Kamish Tamish. Okay. War goes through everything. The Gemara says, Elhod Omer Rav Nachman, Tavavam and Aleph, Mashmino so Shuas Hesses. Says, Mashmino Tosha Eino Modem and Mixes. Name Amigo, Mashmeo Soshua's Hesses. Name Amigo the Choshem or Choshar Shuas. What do we see from Rav Nachman? You don't say Amigo the Choshem or Choshar Shuas. Tame a Hochanami Mishtamet. Wait a second. Says Tosis. What do the Gemara in Shuas say? What's the reason you give a Shua's Hesses? He's pushing him off. Mishtamet. So why can't the Gemara say the same thing here? Tostosis. But the Gemara should always say, HaKhevet Shubiyot Cheshalud, Lo Shach Ishtambutin. And he says, more than that, if I go up to you and I say, you know, the necktie you're wearing, the jacket you're wearing is mine, I say, no, it's not. So I have to take a hesis, but there's no ishtamud to come ishtamim. That's Tosis. Hey, Perish of Haigon, Shemesh me also hesis, the karka, avogol shargul. If I say, the house you're living in belongs to me, and you say it's mine, there's no ishtamud to come ishtamim, eh? So I still give a hesis. But he says, I don't understand this whole thing. The Gemara in Shavuot Daf Mem Amud Beis says, the only reason you say a hesis is, comes up with an interesting teretz. No, they made it because the word's not bad. Then they made a low plug. Inami akushid Rav Chiya Sombach. Kasher of Rav Chiya. We'll see what is Rav Chiya said. Migdal Choshem Amonu Choshem Shuas. The maize upon him lichpa hakol. Lav ishtamutipo. Lav ishtamutipo. Ivo Choshem Shuas. Tani Rav Chiya. Shneim nishboam venotlim mibala bayas. Okay. What is that case? Gabi Chamri up in Kosa. So the Gemara says, it goes like this. I'm a worker. And I go to the Balabais and I say, you owe me wages. Balabais says, I gave all your wages to the chemist, to the guy in charge of the payroll. And the guy in charge of the payroll says, I paid him. Okay. Now, he comes along, the worker, and he says, listen, I don't know the guy in charge of the payroll. You hired me to do a job. So, Chemi Alpinko, so what's the halacha? There's obviously someone lying. He said, he gave the wages. However you do it, he said he gave him the money. The Chemi said, I didn't get the money. Or he says I gave the money, and the worker says I didn't get the money. But there's some lying going on here, and there's a shvua. One of them is lying. And then Omer of Sheshi Shol Shvuts Mashmin also says Rashi. Every shomer has three shvuas. Shelo shalachti b'yad, shelo poshaiti. B'shlachti b'yad, v'ene b'shusi. Ene b'shusi, Yeshua d'Rabbonim. Because I say, shelo shlachti b'yad, I didn't touch it. And I say, and I was not a posheh, so I'm potter. Or, let's say, something else. I'll say, fine, I don't want to swear, I'll pay you. I still have to take a shvua. Shene b'shusi. Why? Because maybe I don't want to swear, and I'm keeping on to it, I'm just going to pay you off with it. Says Rashi, "Latzos melachti, he shalach b'yad, have a gazel noah. If he was shalach yad, what's the pasuk? Shuas hash, yam tia ben shneim. Im lo shalach yado b'mlechas ve'yehu. But if he's touched it, he's a gazel. So apparently the pasuk says, "Umachli shalach b'yad, have a gazel. Name him it. Gabi shuas shene b'shusi. Migdu choshe amon uchshama b'shusi hu. Gav bo choshe namer shuasa." The Gemara says, conclusion, there's no such thing as maybe the Choshem and Mono Choshem Ashvu. Okay. So then comes along Tosis and I'll give him a base. Rashi just came to the Choshem. Wahai, the call that why is called for Hakol? But Wahai, the call about the Chitain, maybe the Choshem and Choshem Ashvu. So what's the whole purpose? You need ishtamu to come ishtamish. He's not choshem amona, not choshem amona. We don't pass with choshem amona. Says Tosfos. I don't know what Rashi's talking about. So the question is, what is this whole shuas of Nachman about? Ishtamu to come ishtamim minay. But even when it's not ishtakum to come ishtamim, he is choshem amona. He's not choshem on shvua. Okay. Give me more exubis. Yes. Where Yudchet Samar Aleph says, Nipnei Ma'amr Torah. Why did Torah say it? Mod Mitzisatani Yeshava. El Olam B'Torah. Okay. Thank you. Kula boy deluded. He should have said, oh, he correlated tiny sign. Oh, he said, otherwise, the kechel is stammer man. So it says again. So Tosis here has two kashas. He says, I feel the rabbonon, Rab Shimon, the little darshi, time of the craw. Even according, if we don't say time of the craw, we want to know why we are not. Why don't we say amigo? Okay. Chazogin emerged from the mouthful. Why, Tosas? Because I know that you know the truth. Lokomosh perish for conscious by Gozo. And emerged from the fish also. He did him a favor by lending him the money. Because medicine came, because motor mixes, Namie Porto, amigo, the boy called Falco. Doesn't like Rash. Okay, let's see our Gemara. There are two separate things to keep in mind in our Gemara. very important separate things. There's psul edus. There are two levels of psul edus. Now let's just, this is more a background. Just read through it and just see what is happening in Rishon. Okay. Now, more background goes, is what is psul edus? Pasuk says, Al toshesh yotcha im rosha. You are not allowed to accept the edus of a rosha. Now, here you have an important machlokas in Sanhedrin. Chazayinam and Aleph, between Abai and Rava. What's a rosha? Why is a rosha? Rava says, only a rosha de chomos. Because the Pasuk says, lios eid chomos. That means stealing. So, ochon avelis comes along with the Rav, it says, in Ochon Avelis Teyavon, listen, I'm a very firm Jew, but what can I do? I have a big taiva for McDonald's hamburgers, uncontrollable taiva for McDonald's hamburgers. But I'm about taiva, so it's possibly eight. The Hachis, he's not, this Karshis is nonsense. It's Koshli Yates. Even though it's Chayim Malkus. And he eats Nevelis and Favors all the time. What does that have to do with Chomas? So Tosin Sanhedrin, Daftes Homer Aleph. The Gemara talks as follows. Tes Homer Beis. Says, because I'm a Baltaiv, I can't control myself, and the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu told me different doesn't make a difference. Tosa says, what does Rava say? A Baltaiv who does an Avera is choshud that he's Meshaker when he is made in Bezin, the Chash Meshaker. Why? A Baltaiv, so someone can always pay him off. His taivas do not prevent him from doing an aveira. Someone whose taivas don't prevent him from doing an aveira, so you never know if he's telling the truth. You don't know who paid him off, who didn't pay him off. That's the tzad hashova between chomos of stealing and ochel nevelis teyavon and the McDonald's hamburger. That's Rava. So comes along a bai and says no. The Torah says, "Al Toshe Shalchem Rosha Liel Seichel." Every Rosha, who's a Rosha? Someone who did not verify which Chayim Malkus. It's a Psul Aguf. He's a very honest person. Just doesn't believe in kashas. Too bad. Torah says, calls him a Rosha, and you cannot be a Rosha's posuliator. So, the most honest person in the world. So she just doesn't believe in kashas. Doesn't believe in Shana. Shana is stupid. But, doesn't believe in it. Okay. He talks in terms of Psul Aguf. Chi of Malkus. Now, but what about a Goslin? Mishnah says a Goslin is possibly Yadis. Comes along, Rava says, that's something else. Even though it's Potter from a Malkus, there's a rush of the Chomas too. And the unknown question at this point in our discussions is when Abaye, and we passing like Abaye, says Rosh the Chomus is potter, is it a psul aguf or it's like Grizu Tosach Shash Meshach? But certainly, there is a psul aguf, Shash Meshach. Now that's to understand psul edus. Now there's another halacha. A choshud is choshud al shvuah. Harsha, anyone who I suspect would lie under oath, Ashur, is possible for Ashur. There is a chashash meshaker. It's not a psulaguf. There is a chashash meshaker, not a psulaguf. Now, so let's take a look at our Gemara. And also, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama. So Rav says, why? Because Ainur made a smoke from Mechol. I did him a Torah. He should have admitted everything. Rashi gets again. Why is it not Choshem Amonu Choshashvus? So Reb Chaim explained, if you take a look in Tavkut, in Shir Benacham Halevi, Baba Kama Dav Kuf Zayin Omer Aleph, he says as follows: I come up to you and I say, "You owe me 10,000 shekel." And you say, "I don't owe you 10,000 shekel. I'm there, money. Ain't no toy and can't yesh to all of. You never. Why? Ain't no to make fun of a son of a chovel. But let's say, I say, I gave you a pikudin. I gave you the safer as a pikudin. You say, you didn't. And what are you? So what am I choshen? So I say, wait a second. We don't have any mes of us. So what do we have? So the thing is, so I say, so swear to me. No. So that's Rashi. Why I can't I ask you to swear to me? In the case of Pikadin, very simple reason. Says Rashi. What do I say? I accuse you of stealing. I accuse you of stealing. He says the two separate halachos migda choshem amonu choshashvus. One is when Chazal made a takana. Chazal made a takana that, let's take for example the shvur they talk about in Bamatzia Hayomid Beis. They say as follows: we don't want people stealing and then I walk up to you, I like that watch, I grab it. And you hold, and you grab it back from me, we're holding on to the watch. I mean, at least I'll get half the watch, or half the value of the watch. So, take a shul. So the question, when Chazal choshed someone, may be stealing, did Chazal make a takona of shul, or maybe in the choshing of stealing, the choshen on shvu as well. He's choshen on shvu. Rav Nachman says, would Chazal, and that's what the Gemara Davav and Aleph quotes from Rav Nachman. I come up to you and say, you borrow 10,000 shekel from me. And you say, no. Did Chazal make a takon? Chazal didn't make a takon. That's what we're talking about, Takonos Chazal. Was the Torah Mechayev me? The Torah wasn't Mechayev. The answer is the Torah, Chazal suspected me of stealing. It doesn't mean that they suspected me of lying under a shul. But that, Reb Chaim says, is a difference. If I come up to you and I say, this is how he explains Rashi, that Pikadon, you took a Pikadon. I didn't take a pikadon. No, there's no Einar Meis Pav Neva Chovel board, is there? If I'm choshed you of stealing, I can't ask you for a shul. There's no shul to ask. So, what is it I ask for? I have to ask for shul. I have to be Toveya a shul. Shul is a chiyuv to me. but I have to be able to ask for it. If I at the same time suspect you were stealing, I don't have a right to ask. That's when Rashi said, "Me the choshem or choshem shvuah." So you said, "When I'm asking the shvuah." But Bezdin, when Bezdin make takonis in the Torah, take takonis. So they were mechayev shvuah even if they suspected that you were lying. So Reb Chaim explained Rashi. Now let's take a look at our Gemara. Now, for those of you who may know a little bit, there's a called Bori Vishem of Bori Odif. I come up to you and I say, "You borrowed 100 shekel from me." Simba, I says, "I don't remember. Maybe yes and maybe no." Machlok is in the Gemara. Bori Vishem of Bori Odif or Bori Vishem of Shem Odif? What's the machlokus? Ain adam to ainim king yesh lo olav. If I come to Bezin with a tiny, there's a presumption, there's something happening here. So I'm automatically given a certain amount of nemonis. If you say, absolutely not, you're given a nemonis. Ain adam may is part of Bifne Belchovo. So there's a seer between the nemonis. So it's a trade off. If you say 50, so you lose a degree of nemonis because you lose a degree of anonymous planet for Snebachom. So what do you have to do? You have to upgrade your nemonis with a shvua or the migo, some other hocha. Now, if I ask you for 100 and you say maybe 50, so one mandama says I'm nemon and but you're a shema. So I can be motzi mama min amuchsek. On the other hand, we pask in Shema. You can't be motzi mama amuchsek with that differential. Comes along the Rimigash and the Ramban, Babasa Lamadala on the base, and says, "What happens if I'm a bori? This belongs to me." You say, maybe yes, it belongs, maybe it doesn't belong to me, and no one's a muhsuk, then Bori wins. Why? Ain't on him towing in King Yeshlo Olaf is not a strong enough nemonis to be motzi mama min amuhsuk. Because there is no muhsuk, and you're not a Bori. So I win. If you're a Bori, Enumeris, Panam, Nachovo, I have Nemonis and you have Nemonis. It's a standoff. If you're a Shema, you don't apply Enumeris, Panam, Nachovo. So, I'm Nemon. Is that Nemonis enough? It's not enough to melt him on Mursik, but if there is no Mursik, you win. Now let's read our Gemara. Amr of Nachman, Mishnah says, "Kof Hakol, Mono li biyodcho, Ein lucho biyodi potu." Amr of Nachman, Umashbin also Shuas Heses. My timer, what's the reason? Chazok enum tovei elam ken yeshlo. That means I have a chazok in the very fact that I come at the Bezin and I ask for something. Bezin will believe me some. The other guy's also Nemon. Enum post from Lachovo. Says Tosus Vim Tomar. I'm reading the Pirkin, and they mamma to a mortis with a ton of Yishova, Hazoganamo Pilna Pomo. Yishloma, I've got the cover called Nami Mishtamit. What does Tosa say here? Tosa says as follows. When the Gemara says there, what is going on in the Gemara's mind? Ah, it's a migo, we should have bought from a shul. So the Gemara says it's a more ainon depends with no chovo, chovo bonami mishtame. It's easier for me to be mishtame by saying 50 than by saying 0. It's easier to say 50 than 0. Okay, that's the Gemara, and therefore that destroys the Migo. Okay, it's what we call Mishnah. So, Ada Havali Parana, Teda, what? It means, says Rashi, Yamrin Ishtamutu Ishtame. Bezdin is making a takone here. Why is Bezdin making a takone? What's the sphere behind Bezdin's making a takone? We're afraid that the possibility of Ishtamutu come Ishtame. How do I know that Bezdin will take into account Ishtamutu come Ishtame? Kofa b'milvo. Ubo eidim ulo nishba. It's kofa b'Bezdin, so he's a goslin, but he didn't take a sure shekin. Probably if you do a shekin, it doesn't work. Well, omen choshem amonu. No choshem amonu. Elo kamishtamet. Why is Rashi say choshem amonu? The question is, if he's a ganav, he's possibly Yegas. Kofa Milva, I say, I owe you 50 and I don't owe you 50. So, am I a ganav on the other 50 that I deny him? Best? No. We interpret, we suggest maybe, it's not a definitive ganav, maybe. Well, here it's 100 and zero. Maybe he's just delaying him till he gets his hands on the money. So what does it mean? Legabe psul edus, we take into account the possibility that he's not a ganav. In kofa hakol, and it is just being mishtamet. Since Bezdin takes that into account, legabe psul edus, that is no, then Rav Nachman says the same thing is true. He's not choshed to be a goslin. Although they're very different. Why are they? They may be different. Here we get into it and things. If go back to the machlokas of Baye and Rava, Rosh of the Chomas, it's because of Chash Meshaker, or because of the Psalaguf? Because of Chash Meshaker, that means we're not choshing him that he's lying in Bezdin. Why? Ishtamutu kam ishtamet mina. Just pushing him off. He's not stealing. He's not stealing. He may be lying, but he's not stealing. Not a Rosh of the Chomos who is the Chashash that is Meshaker. Chashash Meshaker. Also, if they're not a Chashash Meshaker, so he's not Choshed to lie for money. So he's not Choshed. So also, not Choshed to take a Shua Sheker. Rashi says. But the Gemara is jumping back and forth between Psuleidus and Choshen Al Shvu. The Gemara is jumping back and forth. Since the Gemara is jumping back and forth, why? It could be it's the same underlying principle. That's a Chashash Meshaker. Okay. Because the Rosh of the Chomas, even according to Bai, is a Chashash Meshaker. Or no. But Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Teda, how do you know Bezdin didn't take such a possibility into account? You see from here. Tamed per kamed bo metzi dik el od omer of nachmash me also shuas heses. Nem migil choshem amon choshen amir shuas. Amai lo mashan ish tumud ko mashtamek in mashan oz. Hosen du el. Yesh lo mishun du por. He said the rather kashas. The pikodin pots the yedis says. Well, it says Tosis. Prepare kamed bo metzi amukil od anokil lebi yodem. He sits in his hands. This is a question. He needs the money. He's just pushing him off till next week. So what is the Gemara saying here? If you put it in the context of everything we saw, and the like, says like this. I ask you for 10,000 shekel. So I'm Nemo. If you'll say, maybe yes, maybe no, I'm not enough Neman to take money from a Muchsik. But if you're not a Muchsik on the money, so I'm not enough Neman to say it. That's for the Shamal. I am a Muchsik. You can't take that money away. Now, you come in with a Taina. I owe you zero. So we're both Neman. We're both Nama. So I can't be Motsi Momra Motsi. If you say, I say 10,000, you say 5,000, so you lose the degree of your Nemonis, and therefore, now I can be Toveya from you a Shvua. You owe me a Shvua. You owe me either money or a Shvua. And if you don't want to swear, pay. But, okay, test doses. Now, ishtamudi kom ishtam mine. You say both for kof hakol and whatever mixes. So, doses, you say it for both. What does Rava say? He says, listen, why is it not Amigo to Patrim from Shul, because he is safe, half, then is safe, to deny the whole thing. Okay. That's Tosis, the whole Mahalach. And but Tosis is saying something very important in the second Tosis. Ishtamute komishtam means he's not choshen a moment. Would he be choshen a moment? I wouldn't let him take a shul. I wait 1 second. Tells himself, I ask him. We don't pass him. We don't choshen a moment, choshen a shul. No. I have a right to demand a shul. Can I have a right to demand a shvua? Yeah. And now, so you have basically Minat Torah, Bamako Fako, I'm potter. So he says, how do I know I'm potter? So Tosis and Ksuba says, how do I know I'm potter? Where is it say I'm potter? He says, that's in the exercise of Giza. I'm Potter. Comes along, that's what Tosis has to say. That's inside that exercise of I'm Potter. I have amigo of, I could have been called Farkor, that's amigo house. Now, despite, according to Tosis, it's not a time of the crow. It's not an exercise of but I have to fit it. What is Rabbi coming to explain? Why there's no migo to patron from a shul? Now I have a chance to call for kofar kol's potter, and Chaim comes along with Nachman, and Rav Nachman says, "Wait 1 second. Has to take a hesis." Mor says, "Why does he have to take it? What was the svar behind Rav Nachman to masakin the hesis? Svar behind Rav Nachman being masakin the hesis is I have an emunah and you have an emunah." So it says, and I'm saying you're lying. So Ben so comes along, Rav Nachman says, okay, I'm going to take a shvua. Does Rav Nachman assume him of being a ganav and a gazlan? No. I just said he's lying. Now, comes along Tosus. Now Tosus says, what happens if I say that jacket you're wearing belongs to me? Say it doesn't belong to me. No, ishtamutu kam ishtamimei. So why is there a Tosus bothered? Why is there Shua Sessus on it? The house you're living in belongs to him. Or doesn't. There's no Ishtamutu kam ishtamimei. That's where Tosus comes into his problem. All the various Tosus, and I read it for you. Tosus says, oh, this little plug, it's a this, it's a that. So you have to just read. It's constructive. I just outlined everything with it. Don't just read the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Read Gemara Rashi Tosus there just to get a picture what they're doing in Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Hey Amud Beis, Ksuba Shel Ches Amud Aleph, and Bava Kama Kuf Zayin. But and that'll give you the understanding what we're talking about here. There's an emunas, there's not an emunas. What's the reason? Choshen Mor, Choshen Shvur. A lot of things come together here. And if you see all the pieces, it's very, very simple and straightforward. Me'atz Hashem, I'll give you time just to to read. Don't go in into all the nature. No. Sometimes you read Gemara just to see what's happening. Read the two Gemaras above Metzia. Gemara Rashi Tosfos, read it. Read the Gemara in Ksuba Shel Ches Amud Aleph. Just read it. With the Rashi and Tosfos. Gemara Bava Kama. And the Gemara in Shulis. And the Gemara in Shulis here. Daf Mem Beis. Amar Rabbim Neymar Shomer Torah. And Tosfos says, I explained it all. Okay. Just read the Gemara and just organize the material in your mind. And then this Gemara, we'll get back to, I'll review it again. It should just, all the pieces should fit in very nicely and smoothly.